Hello, welcome back to another episode of Black Serendipity. I'm your host, Janikia, and today we have a special episode just for you. We're going to dive deep into the power of self-love. It's time to celebrate our own brilliance, my friends. So, you know what to do. Grab a snack, your favorite beverage, and I'll be right back with you. You know, sometimes we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life that we forget to take care of ourselves. But today we're going to explore the journey of self-discovery and the importance of self-love. Now, self-love is not just a trendy buzzword. It's a revolutionary act. As individuals, we often face unique challenges and pressures that can weigh heavily on our minds and our souls. But in the face of adversity, we have the power to rise and love ourselves fiercely. So, let's start by taking a moment to breathe. Inhale deeply and exhale. Do that two more times. Release any negativity or self-doubt. Close your eyes and envision a future where you are unapologetically you. Embrace who you are. A future where self-love is the foundation of your happiness and success. And of course, the Bible verse is, love yourself as you love your neighbor. Mark 12:31. All right, momentarily I am going to give you some steps that you can utilize to help you on your journey of loving yourself. See you in a moment. All right, now I want you to grab a pen and a paper or your favorite journal and let's engage in a self-love exercise. I want you to write down 5 things you love about yourself. It can be physical, emotional, or even a talent you possess. Embrace your unique qualities and celebrate them with joy. I'm gonna tell you about 5 attributes about myself that I like. Okay, I'm lying. I love it. Resilience. My ability to bounce back from setbacks, adapt to challenges, and keep moving forward. I love my creativity. I have a unique perspective, imagination, and ability to express myself artistically. Kindness. I have a genuine care and compassion for others and the way they strive and I strive to make a positive difference in the world. Intelligence. I love my intellectual curiosity, critical thinking skills, and the joy I find in learning and expanding my knowledge. Sense of humor. My ability to find laughter and joy in both the simple and complex moments of life and to bring smiles to others. My children. I know I said 5, but my children. I can convince my children to do some of the most off-the-wall things just so that I can laugh. Now remember, everyone's list is going to be different, and it's important to embrace and celebrate the qualities that make you uniquely you. And while we're doing that, I'd like to introduce someone to y'all today. Her name is Violet. Violet, say hello. Hello. You got to speak. Say hello.
Hello.
All right. Violet, how old are you? How many is that? You showing your fingers? Yep. 3. Say 3. Say 3.
3.
You got to say it in the microphone. Speak loud.
3.
3. Good job. Good job. Violet.
Wow.
Do you love yourself? You do? Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you love about yourself?
That's my friends.
You love your friends? You have a lot of friends?
Yeah.
Yeah? You love your hair?
Yeah. I have girlfriends.
You have girlfriends and boyfriends and all types of friends, right?
Yeah.
Animal friends?
Yeah. How do I sit on this?
Okay, listen now. Sit down and listen, okay? Answer the questions, all right? Okay. Do you love your hair? What else you love?
Love my lions.
You love your what?
Lions.
What is that?
Lions for jungle.
Your lions.
Lion jungle.
Lions be in the jungle. So you love your lions? You have lots of lions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I feed them.
You do? All right, all right. What else do you love?
I love my giraffe.
You love your giraffe? Oh, wow. Violet, I think you love animals.
Yeah, my giraffe, my friend.
Sounds good, sounds good. Violet, answer a question for me, okay?
I feed my giraffe and with some friends.
Oh, okay, okay. So listen, I got a couple more questions for you, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you love your family?
Yeah.
Tell me about your family.
My family, my friends.
Your family are your friends?
Mm-hmm. I kiss them.
You do? Mm-hmm. All right. Sissy, tell me about Sissy.
Sissy, my friend.
She is?
Yeah. A lion say. He say. Roar!
All right. Well, we see that you're still stuck on the lion, and we're not going to talk about Sissy. Do you love your mom?
Yeah.
You do? What's your mom's name?
Name Destiny.
Your mom's name is Destiny. Good job. Good job. I know you love her. So give me a moment. Let me finish. I want you guys to know that self-love is a daily practice. It's not about perfection, but it's about accepting ourselves fully with flaws and all. For example, doing this episode with Violet, it's exciting because this is forever. Like, this is freaking forever. Violet is my granddaughter. And Violet's my friend too.
My Millie a friend.
And her grandma Millie is a friend.
Yeah, she has cereal like me.
She has cereal just like you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You love that about Millie?
Yeah. She had a bow for me.
She has a bow just for you? Mm-hmm. You definitely have to love Millie.
I had spoon. Millie gave me spoon.
She gave you a spoon? Mm-hmm. Wow! So we're going to discuss some more strategies to cultivate self-love in our everyday lives. For me, I believe the first one is prioritize self-care. Take the time to nourish your mind, body, and spirit, whether it's through meditation, exercise, or simply enjoying a bubble bath. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. It could be cutting grass. It could be my friend Ricky religiously cuts his grass. And I think that is the coolest thing because it's a great time to get something accomplished that you want, as well as just clear your mind and allow thoughts to just flow. Second, surround yourself with positive influence. Seek out supportive friendships and communities that uplift and inspire you. It's essential to be around people who see your greatness and encourage your growth. Violet, do you love me? Do you love me?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so what do I have to do to get you to love me?
Hey.
Vi, what do I have to do to get you to love me?
Love you.
You love me? Oh.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. I understand.
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. You keep kissing me saying you don't know.
Hey, Nick.
Uh-huh. I see that. So, let's finish talking. So, tell me about your teacher.
Teacher, my Mercer.
Your teacher name is Miss Mercer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love Miss Marissa?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah. Is she really smart?
Yeah, she gave me a box.
She give you what?
Box.
What are those?
This box for Marissa's. My box for Marissa's.
They're books?
Nope.
Not books? Brocks?
Nope.
What are you saying? Because I couldn't understand you. And I want everyone to know what you're saying.
A box.
Blocks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's blah, blah, blocks.
Blocks, blocks.
Right. Good job. Good job. That's one of the keys to...
Blocks.
One of the keys to self-love. And that's forgiving yourself. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. But holding on to guilt and shame only hinders our ability to love ourselves fully. Learn from your experiences, grow, and let go of past regrets. Give yourself permission to move forward. Something didn't work out? Let it go. Something worked out and it crushed you. Even though it worked out exactly how you wanted it, it crushed you. Let that go too. No matter what you do, you cannot move forward, stand in today. I don't care how amazing it was or it is. Lastly, practice affirmations. Start your day with powerful affirmations that reinforce your self-worth, remind you of your limitless potential. Repeat them out loud or write them down. Matter of fact, do both. Repeat them out loud and write them down and let them sink into your subconscious mind. That's very important. I know people say the subconscious mind and we tend to say, oh, that's voodoo, hoodoo, but your subconscious mind regulates everything. If a parent or a teacher says something to you that resonates or gets into your subconscious mind, it can have a negative or positive effect for the rest of your life. Have a teacher or had a teacher, Mrs. Farmer, who was my math teacher. Long story short, she ripped up my paper that had nothing to do with her class. And she asked me, what does excellence look like to me? That resonated with my subconscious because it felt like I wasn't good enough at that time. But as I grew and I allowed that to stay within me, it made me look at what I was producing, be it my children, be it work, be it my art. What did excellence look like to me? Was that good enough? Did I give my all? I've worked various places, met various people. Another person that inspired me, I called her my bully, but she was my boss, my supervisor for the CTE department at a Richmond public school here. She was very inspiring. She helped me, taught me how to embrace leadership, emotional intelligence, stick-to-itiveness, if that is such a word. She taught me how to encourage students beyond their current location, to expand their mindset beyond what they were seeing. Listen, self-love is a lifelong journey, and it requires patience and kindness towards ourselves. But with every step we take, we empower not only ourselves, but also the entire community around us. Before I go, I want to share another story that I think is quite funny to me. I'm not going to lie. Then, as it was happening, I would become angry, but now I see that I believe it helped build self-love for him. Now I have a son. I actually have two sons, but I have a younger son, and when he did track, and all of my kids did track or some type of sport, but when he did track, this kid would run his race, win or lose, and want to stay the entire track meet. He was always on the sideline encouraging someone else. And sometimes I would see people encourage him. Of course, mom and dad did, but the love he had for the sport and the people on his team, oh, sweet Jesus, the people that weren't on his team, he was always encouraging someone. It was an attribute that he got definitely from his dad. And I believe that in order to do that for others, you have to first love yourself. And that is a prime example of love yourself as you love your neighbors as you love yourself. Excuse me. Or love yourself as you love your neighbors. Because even now, this kid encourages me, and I'm very grateful. So listen, if you enjoyed today's episode, do me a favor. Share it with someone else. Encourage them to also share it with someone else. Together, we can create a community rooted in self-love and empowerment. Where I am going to do a series, 9 episodes, and I'd like for you to join me for season 4. It's going to be titled Empowered Ventures Thriving with Purpose. If you have an idea of what I should talk about, hit me up. I really enjoyed today. I wish you success in any and every endeavor. This is going to be a great week for you and for me. Until next time, continue to celebrate your serendipity. Remember, you are worthy, you are loved, and you are enough. And she knows exactly who I'm talking about.